Low Carbon Computing with Retired Devices, A Real World Edge Architecture Repurposing Retired Smartphones. As edge compute nodes is not just a sustainability bet, it is an architectural decision with serious implications for reliability, security, and operational cost. In this article, I analyze the real mechanisms, failure modes, and engineering trade-offs that separate a lab experiment from a production platform. When Google Research publishes on low carbon computing with retired phones, most architects' instinct is to treat it as academic curiosity. I rarely make that mistake. After CC's years designing financial grade platforms where every infrastructure decision carries capital cost, regulatory cost, and, increasingly, under ESG audits, carbon cost, I recognize the real technical signal here. The idea that hardware with already paid embodied carbon can be repurposed as a substrate for heterogeneous edge compute, reducing both the marginal cost of capacity expansion and the operational carbon footprint. The problem is not the vision. The problem is the engineering that turns that vision into something that survives contact with production reality. Embodied carbon is the hidden cost most architects ignore. The sustainability metric that dominates cloud conversations is operational carbon, the emissions associated with energy consumption at runtime. But for hardware devices, especially smartphones, embodied carbon emitted during manufacturing, materials mining, and logistics represents between 70% and 80% of the device's total life cycle emissions. According to life cycle studies published by the semiconductor industry itself, this changes the architectural calculus in a non-trivial way. When you provision a new CCG Ponex Large EC2's instance for an edge workload, you are adding incremental demand that ultimately pressures the manufacturing of new chips. When you repurpose a retired smartphone that would otherwise go to recycling, or worse, landfill, you are amortizing an already incurred carbon cost over more useful compute cycles. In the context of financial platforms, this is starting to appear in Scope 3's carbon emissions reports required by frameworks like TCFD and in Brazil by central bank guidelines in the context of climate risk. Architects who ignore this today will be redesigning systems tomorrow under regulatory pressure. I prefer to do the analysis now calmly rather than in a compliance sprint. How it actually works, green RAS-V2s, device identity, and the heterogeneity problem, the technical backbone of any heterogeneous edge fleet in the AWS ecosystem, is AWS IoT Green RAS-V2s DOTS. Unlike version 1, Green RAS-V2s adopts a decoupled component model. Each function, local inference, telemetry collection, shadow sync, is an independent component with its own lifecycle, restart policy, and dependencies declared in a recipe manifest. This is critical for retired smartphones because you do not control the hardware. A Snapdragon, Seisinc, and an Exynos 9810 have completely different memory capabilities, ML acceleration, and battery consumption profiles. Device identity provisioning is where most IoT projects fail at scale. For a fleet of retired devices, the correct mechanism is fleet provisioning via JITP, just-in-time provisioning with provisioning templates that issue unique X509 certificates per device, associated with an IoT role alias that maps to an IAM role with minimum permissions, only IoT, publish on device-specific topics, Greengrass, Cotardi Blairbent, and S3. Get object on the component artifact bucket. The critical failure point here is certificate rotation though. Edge devices with intermittent connectivity and retired smartphones in locations with unstable Wi-Fi are the typical case, can miss the rotation window. You need a renewal policy with a validity overlap of at least 30 days and an automatic reprovisioning mechanism via MQTT retained message when the device reconnects after a prolonged offline period. The real cost model, carbon versus reliability versus operations. A retired smartphone has near zero hardware cost, but the operations cost of managing a heterogeneous edge node, provisioning, monitoring, firmware updates, degraded battery replacement, can easily exceed the cost of a Graviton 3 ECC2's instance over 12 months. The real break-even depends on three variables: device density per operations engineer, hardware failure frequency, and the value of reduced local latency. For financial workloads where sub-femtomis inference latency is a business requirement, edge justifies the operational cost. For batch processing that tolerates 500 mSmS plus, it does not. Failure modes that lab experiments do not reveal. The difference between a research paper and a production platform is the list of failure modes that only appear at scale and over time. For retired device fleets, I have identified four critical categories. 1. Nonlinear battery degradation. Smartphones with 5-inch charge cycles have battery capacity reduced by 20-40%. Under continuous compute load, this means unexpected shutdowns in 4-6 hours instead of 10-12. Greengrass V2 has no native battery state visibility. You need a custom component that reads sysTacol power supply, battery capacity, and publishes to an MQTT health topic with a CloudWatch alarm when battery level 15% for more than 15 minutes dose. Silent thermal throttling. Mobile SoCs automatically reduce clock speed under elevated temperature. An inference that takes 45 mms at 25 degrees may take 120 mms at 42 degrees with no error, just degraded latency. Without temperature instrumentation, via OpenTelemetry exporting to CloudWatch custom metrics, you will never correlate this behavior with peak usage hours 0.3s. OS and API fragmentation. Android 8, 9, 10 and NANDs have different behaviors for background process limits, dose mode and network access restrictions. A Greengrass component that works perfectly on Android 11 may be killed by the system on Android 8 after 10 minutes in the background. The solution is to use a foreground service with a persistent notification, ugly but necessary 4. Clock drift on offline devices. Devices without NTP synchronized for more than 2 hours can have clock drift of 3-6 seconds. For financial telemetry data where the timestamp is part of the audit record, this is unacceptable. The solution is server-side timestamp MSK broker time as the authoritative source, with the device timestamp as secondary metadata. Fleet orchestration at scale, deployment OTA and Kafka partitioning. For a fleet with hundreds or thousands of retired devices, the Greengrass component deployment strategy needs to be treated with the same rigor as a microservice deployment on EKS. Greengrass V2 supports deployment groups based on device attributes, thing attributes in the IoT registry, which allows canary deployments, for example, first on devices with Android 11 battery above 80%, then progressively expanding. The OTA pipeline needs to account for the connectivity window. Devices in locations with intermittent Wi-Fi should receive updates during low traffic hours configured via IoT jobs with scheduling configs domain and timeout config. The component artifact in S3s should use S3's transfer acceleration for geographically distributed devices, and the bucket should have a lifecycle policy that expires old versions after 90 days for cost control. On the streaming side, MSK partitioning is the most impactful architectural decision. Using device ID as the partition key guarantees per device ordering but creates hot partitions if the distribution of active devices is uneven, which is guaranteed in a heterogeneous fleet where some devices go offline for hours. The solution I use is a composite key region device tier, where device tier is calculated by device capability, key generation, RAM, distributing load more evenly. The number of partitions should be sized at max throughput, 1 meg bascos per partition, with 30% headroom for fleet reconnection spikes after a network outage. For idempotency in the Lambda consumer, the event ID should be generated on the device as SHA-256, touch ID plus timestamp MS plus sequence number, and checked against a DynamoDB table with a 24-hour TTL before processing. The cost of DynamoDB reads per event is insignificant compared to the cost of processing duplicates in financial systems. Security in a heterogeneous fleet. Zero trust is not optional. Retired devices introduce an attack surface that new corporate hardware does not have. Unknown usage history, potential pre-installed malicious software, and absence of secure enclave on older models for financial environments. This requires a zero trust posture more rigorous than most IoT deployments. The model I implement has three layers. At the identity layer, each device receives a unique X, SYN-QASY-9 certificate issued by the private AWS IoT CA with a 365-day validity timing rotation via Lambda triggered by Event Bridge Scheduler. The associated IoT policy uses IoT connection. Thing name conditions to ensure the certificate can only be used by the device for which it was issued. This prevents reuse of compromised certificates at the data layer. All telemetry in transit uses mandatory TLS 1.3s configured in the IoT core endpoint policy. Data at rest in S3s uses SSAK MS with a dedicated CMK per environment with annual automatic rotation. DynamoDB uses CMK encryption, and the device state table has a resource-based policy that denies access to any principal outside the specific AWS account. At the detection layer, AWS IoT Device Defender is configured with audit checks for expired certificates, IoT policies with excessive wildcards, and connections from anomalous IPs. Findings are routed via Event Bridge to an SQSQ, so by Lambda that updates device status in DynamoDB, and if severity A is critical, revokes the certificate via IoT. Update certificate with status revoked. This automatic response loop is what differentiates a secure fleet from a merely monitored fleet. Anti-patterns that destroy retired device fleets in production. Asterisk shared certificate across devices. Using a single certificate for the entire fleet eliminates the ability to individually revoke a compromised device and violates the principle of least privilege in IoT. Asterisk. Ignoring Android DOS mode Greengrass components without a foreground service on Android 6 Plus are suspended by the system after 3 to 6 minutes of screen inactivity, causing silent gaps in telemetry collections. Using device timestamp as a authoritative source, edge device clocks drift in financial systems. The Kafka broker timestamp server side must be the source of truth for ordering and auditing. Ask. Sizing Kafka partitions by device count, not throughput. A fleet of 1,000 devices sending one event in a minute each does not justify 1,000 partitions. The consumer group coordination overhead exceeds the parallelism benefit. Asterisk OTA deployments without Canary and without automatic rollback on heterogeneous hardware. A component that passes tests on 5 devices may fail on 20% of the fleet due to SOC differences. Without automatic rollback via IoT jobs bird config, you can bring down hundreds of nodes simultaneously as treating sustainability as marketing without real carbon instrumentation, without per-device energy consumption metrics, VIA, CIS, CAL, and emission calculation, based on the local grid emission factor, the low-carbon narrative is unauditable and indefensible in ESG reports. My perspective, when I would use this in production, I would deploy this architecture in production in exactly two scenarios. When sub-50 MAMESTRO local inference latency is a non-negotiable business requirement and the cost of AWS wavelength or outposts is prohibitive. And thus, when the organization has an auditable ESG mandate requiring embodied carbon reduction and has the devices available internally, for example, a bank refreshing its corporate smartphone fleet. The hardest lesson I have learned in large-scale IoT projects is that heterogeneous fleet operations cost is systematically underestimated systematically by three cycles in planning phases: automated provisioning, remediation, and decommissioning from day zero, or the operational cost will consume all the carbon and hardware savings within 80 months, and never, ever whose device timestamp as the authoritative source in financial systems. Verdict: real potential, non-trivial operational complexity, low carbon computing with retired devices is an architecturally legitimate idea, not an academic experiment, but it only justifies itself when the total cost analysis includes the operational cost of managing heterogeneous hardware, the security cost of an expanded attack surface, and the engineering cost of instrumenting carbon in an auditable way. For financial organizations with growing ESG mandates and internally available device fleets, the combination of AWS, IoT, Greengrass, VDOOS, fleet provisioning, IoT Device Defender, and MSK with careful partitioning offers a solid technical foundation. The practical recommendation: start with a pilot of 50 same homogeneous devices, same SOCI generation, same OS. Instrument everything from the start with OpenTelemetry and CloudWatch custom metrics. Define fleet CLOs by percentile and only scale to heterogeneous hardware after the operational playbook has been validated. Real sustainability requires rigorous engineering, not just good intentions.